Good day, this is the Farm Market News Afternoon Show, broadcast number 400 for Thursday, May 19th. I'm Jade Marcus. The Ice Futures Canada canola market was up 90 cents to $1.30 per ton on Thursday, with the July contract at $519, ending higher after a day of choppy trade. Investor short covering pushed up the market at the close after earlier declines, but gains were limited by spillover losses in Chicago Board of Trade soybeans and soy oil. The psychology in U.S. markets shifted overnight as the greenback gained, which caused traders to flush out the market. Fund activity had propped up soybeans in previous sessions. The soy oil market has also collapsed, which further pressured canola, especially as the market lacks fundamental news. Losses in Malaysian palm oil added to the declines. However, canola held some strength compared with U.S. markets as weakness in the Canadian dollar had a bullish effect on prices. Milling wheat, durum, and barley futures were all untraded and unchanged. In the U.S., soybeans, corn, and wheat were all weaker. Soybeans were 3 to 4 cents per bushel lower, with the July contract down 3 at $10.63 per bushel, pressured by gains in the U.S. dollar. The greenback has advanced on increased indications that the U.S. Federal Reserve could raise interest rates this summer. Losses in crude oil also pressured the soy market, as it makes blending the commodity into biodiesel less appealing to processors. The expectation that some U.S. farmers are planting soybeans instead of corn further pressured the market, and spillover weakness from soy oil was also a feature. However, strong export sales limited losses. Soybean sales in the weekend in May 12 were up 34% from the previous four-week average, according to United States Department of Agriculture data. Corn was down 7 to 9 cents per bushel, with the July contract down 7 at $3.90 per bushel. The market was pressured by a stronger U.S. dollar, which has the potential to curb exports. Favorable weather in parts of the U.S. Midwest added to the declines as it helps farmers with seeding, which is bearish. Losses in crude oil further pressured the market. Strong export sales and freezing temperatures in some parts of the U.S. limited losses on Thursday. For wheat, prices were down 8 to 11 cents, with the Chicago July contract down 11 at $4.68 per bushel. Spillover losses from corn pressured the wheat market, while lower export sales reported by the USDA added to the declines. Wheat sales were down 41% from the previous week and 37% from the previous four-week average. That's a look at the Ice Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Thursday, May 19th. In Winnipeg, for Farm Market News, I'm Jade Marcus.